Let's bring on the heat.
Yesterday, we got into a discussion about hot sauces and who had the hottest of all the hot sauces. It started with Tabasco sauce and stuff like that, but then
I bet someone drank a bottle of it or something.
And as we found out that there are a lot of hot sauce freaks out there. The people who are into it collect them and take great pride in the different ones that they've tried. We even have some listeners Brad, who are into the whole business of it. We'll talk about that later. They dropped
the
off
the black market hot sauce company.
Yeah. But we visited one guy's website here. Where he ranks all these hot sauces based on something called the Scoville scale. And he's going to tell us about the one hot sauce that we read about, the Blair's hot sauce, which is supposed to be the hottest, that they say you have to open with protective eyewear and gloves and all that. Let's bring on Scott Roberts from scottrobertsweb.com, where you'll find all the rankings. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys.
All right. We are describing you as a hot sauce connoisseur.
Boss with the hot sauce.
That's what we're going to say. So tell us about this Blair's, because we did get a couple calls on this. What do you know about this Blair's hot sauce?
Oh, Blair's is a company that's been around for now more than 20 years. Of course, back in the 90s, there was a big hot sauce race to have the hottest and the hottest sauces out there. And he ended up coming up with a product called the 16 Million Reserve, which contains pure capsaicin. Now, capsaicin is the chemical compound found in chili peppers, and it makes, chili peppers hot. And, of course, it makes however much chili peppers is found in sauces, it also makes that hot. Now, pure capsaicin is in crystalline form, so it kind of stops becoming a sauce at that point.
It's
almost like table salt.
Now, somebody, we heard from a listener yesterday who said, that stuff's using pepper spray.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
So if you get a bottle of this or a container of this Blair's, you're not getting a liquid form. You're getting crystals.
Well, there are lesser intense reserves. That's what they're called that Blair's makes, and it's pure capsaicin is measured in Scoville units, 16 million. Now, what Blair's has. It ranges from 16 million, probably down to 2 million. Now, 2 million is a liquid, but that is around the range of what pepper spray is.
Is that the death sauce? Because I saw there's a number of them on your site where he's got the Halloween reserve, he's got death sauce, holiday reserve, and stuff. Is that something you would pour out of a bottle?
When it gets down to, 2-3 million Scoville units, yeah, that is something you can pour out of a bottle. Now, death sauce contains that pepper extract. But there's also, chili peppers and vinegar and other ingredients in there. It's lesser. And it might range from, this is just off the top of my head, probably 30,000 Scoville units up to, I'd say, 800,000 Scoville units. But it's still pretty damn hot.
All right. Well, what would happen to you if you took just a teaspoon of this stuff?
Of what particular heat level?
Of this death sauce that we're talking about here. Of the 16 well, the million.
The 2 million, taking a teaspoon, it would definitely burn your tongue. Now, it would really depending on the person, if you're acclimated to heat, really no one is acclimated to something like that. You might hyperventilate, just depending on the person. Of course, there would be profuse sweating. you would immediately run for water, but of course, water is the worst thing in the world because it would actually spread the capsaicin and make it feel worse. Dairy products are the best.
That's milk. Yeah, they say milk is
or peanuts. I've heard peanuts are good.
Peanuts really don't work, but milk or a dairy product because they contain a protein called casein.
Okay.
Or casein.
All right. And explain this Scoville units thing. Scoville is, who is Scoville?
Wilbur Scoville was a scientist, and he had come up with a really rudimentary way of testing out, how much of this capsaicin was found in chili peppers. Now, since then, scientists have created better ways of detecting the amount of capsaicin. And it's used, they use something called high-performance liquid chromatography. Which is basically you dry a whole chili pepper use the whole thing, you break it down, and you're able to detect how much capsaicin it has. It could range from 0 to 16 million. Now, a regular bell pepper would contain 0. It might have trace elements. Jalapeno, maybe around 5,000. A habanero, 100,000. All the way up to the world's hottest pepper, a Trinidad Scorpion Butch Tea, with the highest one has been ranked at 1.4 million.
That's the Trinidad Scorpion, huh?
Yeah.
Where do those grow? Where do you get those at?
There's various places online. One of them is at refiningfiredchilies.com.
Okay.
Now, if you ate an entire one of those, what would happen to you?
My mouth would burn.
But, I mean, your insides, I mean, if you you swallowed that, and, I mean, what would happen? Has anybody done that?
Oh, lots of people have done it. Just search on YouTube for that.
Oh,
I mean, it's great
that.
Entertainment.
Well, yeah, we got started on this because there was a guy in a bar had a bag of chips and a bottle of hot sauce, and he was daring people to take a couple drops of the hot sauce. And this guy took 3 or 4 drops, and like you said, he was begging for milk, and he was in the bathroom, and he was messed up, and it was just 2 or 3 drops.
Yeah, some people just can't take it. But if someone would eat a whole Trinidad Scorpion, probably the worst would happen would just be some stomach cramping. And of course, when it comes out the other end, it
hurts. Oh, yeah, that's mercy. We're talking to Scott Roberts. ScottRobertsWeb.com, where he kind of ranks, puts up the ratings of these different hot sauces. And what is it, do people buy these just for the fun of it? Are they into the collecting the bottles? Because I was surprised we started talking about this and we got all kinds of calls and emails from people who are into it.
Oh, lots of people collect the bottles. I don't do that myself. I've been in this for several years. I've tasted hundreds, I don't know, maybe even thousands of hot sauces. I eat hot sauces for the flavor. I love to eat it. Of course, there's some macho aspect to it. You know, how hot can you eat? I kind of outgrown that in a way. I love to use it with food, you know. I mean, when you get down to it, hot sauce is food.
Well, with, you know, the hot sauces that I, you know, incorporate, you know, every once in a while, you get your Tabasco or your Cholula sauce or something like that, or maybe even the Pica Pepper. Where are those in Scoville units? What's the number on those?
Okay, well, Tabasco sauce is fairly low. It's, I'm trying to think, it's probably around 1,000. Maybe 1,500.
Okay, and again, we're talking about other things that are in the millions.
16 million.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, and those aren't things to really mess with. To me, well, when you get 16 million, you just leave it on the shelf. You look at the pretty bottle.
Yeah, you keep the bottle up there and you don't open that up.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I would not recommend anyone try anything like that.
No. All right. It was ScottRobertsWeb.com. That's the site if you want to see the various rankings and maybe get a little more information on these different hot sauces that we got. Hey, Scott, thanks for talking with us this morning.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys.